Hello, and welcome to the fourth ever episode of the Blue Side of New York Sports Podcast, as well as the second ever episode of the Immediate Reaction Series to NYCFC. Today's game saw the boys in blue take on the first place in the Eastern Conference Columbus Crew, in which NYCFC were in fact able to get 3 points, a much-needed 3 points. Without further ado, let's get into the game. Entering today's game, the first place Columbus Crew had allowed only one goal and had not suffered a MLS regular season loss. Their only loss this season came in the round of 16 in the MLS Is Back tournament, where they fell to Minnesota. So, as mentioned, the Columbus Crew were undefeated entering today's game in MLS regular season play. New York City FC, on the other hand, entered today's game with one win in the MLS regular season and 3 points, as well as scoring two goals and conceding seven. So now that we went over where the teams were prior to today's game, let's talk about the reaction to this game. We'll start with the starting lineups for NYCFC. So looking at the starting lineup for the game, I was disappointed, of course, not to see Maxi Morales. It is concerning that he has still remained injured, but, you know, it's an injury, you have to deal with it, and luckily for the boys in blue, they were able to manage that today. In goal, you obviously had Sean Johnson, and the defense looked as it usually always does. James Santisidium, Jesus Medina, Keaton Parks, Alexander Rin, and Matrita going almost 89 minutes, which is really good to see. He hasn't really gotten much game time since the MLS Is Back tournament began. And Hebert started striker. So now let's get into the game, where NYCFC defeated the Columbus Crew 1-0 on a goal scored by the Rin leader, Alexander Rin, in the 59th minute. Hebert pounced on a really bad giveaway by the Columbus defense, and he found Alexander Rin for a tap-in, a much-needed goal, and in a bigger picture, a much-needed victory for the boys in blue. The statistics for this game are as followed. NYCFC led the game in shots with 11 compared to Columbus's 7. Both teams had 3 shots on target. NYCFC had 53% of possession and had 19 fouls to Columbus's 8. NYCFC did, in fact, have 2 yellow cards, and those yellow cards went to Medina and Hebert. Where to begin? I think I said it about 15 times, but I just can't stress and reiterate how important this victory was. Things were, and to some extent still are, looking very, very questionable, but this is a game that NYCFC desperately needed. They desperately needed to calm the nerves of the fans. I mean, this is a win that the players desperately needed. Ronnie Dyla desperately needed. The fans desperately needed to see. It just feels good to win one, because this is a big win. I mean, short term, long term, this was 3 points that NYCFC needed, because you obviously don't know how long the MLS regular season is going to be. So every single 3 points is massive, because as things stand, of course, NYCFC are still out of the playoff picture, but it's still relatively early. Again, it's kind of hard to say because no one truly knows how many games they're going to play this season. But obviously, it feels good to win one. Or technically, to win our second one. But it feels good to win an MLS regular season game against a non-expansion team. The negative is, even though NYCFC did dominate this game, I feel like personally, and probably deserved one or two more goals, at the end of the day, it is another 1-0 result for NYCFC. So I feel like City had definitely more offensive opportunities. But at the same time, it's just that lack of finishing. They really never were able to test the Columbus Crew goalkeeper, Tarbell. Nothing really, you know. But eventually, Again, a bad giveaway by the Columbus Black Line. And that was what NYCFC needed. They got the goal. They got the 3 points at the end of the day. That is all that matters. I should mention that Columbus Crew did put the ball in the back of the net on two separate occasions. However, they were ruled to be offside, which was the right call. Obviously, with VAR, you really can't mess up an offside call anymore. At least not to the general public. Unless it's minuscule, you could probably debate, but this was not. So, twice was the right call. So, really not much to debate about in terms of the offsides call. Ronnie Dyla making some interesting substitutions today. Again, using four subs compared to when you're obviously allowed to use five subs with today's rules because of the COVID-19 crisis and obviously everything else going on in the world. Castellanos was subbed in, as well as Mekhi Stephen and Goody. And a surprise appearance from Tony Rocha. I don't think many people would have expected him to get some game time today, but he subbed in for Alexander Rinn, who may or may not have picked up a slight knock. He was injured in about the 80th minute, was gingerly walking around, did last about another 7-8 minutes or so, and then did get subbed out. Whether that's precautionary reasons, whatever the case, Tony Rocha did get some game time. I definitely don't think that this game makes everything okay. I definitely think that NYCFC still have issues. I definitely think there are still some things to be worried about. But I think overall, if you're NYCFC, if you're an NYCFC fan, you got what you wanted, which was 3 points. You needed the 3 points. You know, so it's like I said before, it just feels good to win one again. And hopefully they can build off this game. Prior to NYCFC taking on the Chicago Fire, which is scheduled for this Saturday, August 29th at 7:30. And then they have a quick turnaround before they go to New England to take on the Revolution on Wednesday. You know, again, it's not really much to talk about. The instant reaction that I have is kind of, it's a win, you know. It's a win that this NYCFC team needed. They were largely, I think, they were definitely, without question, the better team. And they deserved to win. You know, they had to rely on a defensive mistake. But listen, that happens. I mean, believe me, as NYCFC fans, we are well aware that defensive mistakes happen. And you know, I when I think about this result, I think it again all depends on how they do against Chicago and how they do against New England. This game is not going to calm down any nerves. That's why I really don't have a reaction, despite the name of the video, or not video, excuse me, the name of the podcast. Because, you know, we've seen this song and dance before. They have a massive win against Toronto. Not that this game is anywhere near as massive as Toronto at the time was. But it's a feel-good win, but you have to build on it. You have to start winning games in a row. You have to get a winning streak. You know, if you take three out of the next four, or, well, including this game, if you take two out of the next three, or three out of the next four, if you're including this game, so take two either against, then, you know, you could build off something and say you're heading in the right direction. If you play against Chicago and you lose, or you lose 1-0 again, or you draw, you know, 0-0 again, then it's not for nothing. Then this game, whatever brief kind of contentness, happiness we felt, is kind of for nothing. You know, look at in the big picture, the Columbus Crew are first place in the Eastern Conference. They are missing a handful of names, but it's not NYCFC's fault. You played a team that, you know, you're dealt with, and NYCFC are missing their best player last season in Maxi Morales. So I'm definitely content with the win. I think I'm a little bit more optimistic and happy about this win than some other NYCFC fans, which is understandable. But I mean, look, some parts of this game were definitely painful to watch. So it is what it is. I think we'll see what this NYCFC is made out of against Chicago. We'll just take it from there. So while I didn't really say much, that is the end of this episode. That is my instant reaction. As of right now, I'm just content with the win. I don't really know if there's much to say. It was very nice to see Alexander Ring get a goal. He's the voice of this team and the leader of this team, and it was really good to see him get a goal. I think a lot of NYC fans really appreciate what he's done on the field and just how he carries himself on and off the field. It's a really good role model for the players to look up to. And it was nice to see him get a goal because, you know, not a very big goal scorer, but when he scores goals, especially if you look at the goal against Atlanta a few seasons ago now, they're definitely big goals. So it was very, very, very good to see Alexander get a goal. I think we can all agree on that one. And again, you know, I don't really have a lot to say for the immediate reaction just because, you know, we have to build off this win. We have to build off this win. I think the man of the match, I think, has to be Alexander Rin. You can make a good argument for James Sands. You can make a decent argument for Johnson, who had to make himself known, made some decent saves here and there, did what it was asked of him. And, you know, that's about it. So thank you for tuning in once again to this immediate reaction episode of NYCFC. Again, it was a 1-0 win. Our next game is against the Chicago Fire this Saturday on August 29th. Look out for another immediate reaction episode to that after the game. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe. Be well. See you next time.